step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome in hour number 2 of the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Worship Wednesday. Indeed, Rob Parker here, you there, VJ Husky in for the vacationing Chris Broussard.
Yes, sir.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We're doing live.
That's right. We'll talk with Eddie House later on in this hour in about 30 minutes. The NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst will get his take on some of the stuff going on NBA-wise. And let's talk NBA, VJ. And Rob G's going to update us. There was a story, I think Chris Haynes, right? Rob G broke this story.
I didn't break the story. Chris Haynes broke the story, Rob.
No, I said Chris Haynes, Rob.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Chris Haynes broke the story.
Yes, sir. And so it was a lengthy column. And full disclosure, most of it actually was just fluff for the upcoming Hulu documentary. There was only a couple of paragraphs that were of any consequence for us. But there was some meat to the bone. According to Yahoo Sports NBA Insider Chris Haynes, once again, he spoke about a meeting between LeBron James, Rich Paul, head coach Darvin Ham, and general manager Rob Pelinka. And he orchestrated, or the group orchestrated, a four-pronged attack for the upcoming season. According to Chris Haynes, LeBron drilled home the importance of consistent competitiveness and cohesion, noting that last season's team didn't give themselves a chance on many nights. That's number one. Number two, Darvin Ham reiterated his main objective is to hold everyone accountable and foster an atmosphere of selflessness. Number two. Number three, Darvin Ham also let it be known that if he sensed any reluctance to these players and their new roles, he would not be stopped from him throwing guys on the bench. And last but not least, probably most important, the plan is, according to Darvin Ham and LeBron James, to run the offense through Anthony Davis.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Here's my issue. It sounds nice. Let's have a powwow. Let's have a meeting. Let's break bread or whatever it is. Let's talk about it. We're going to work this out. Last year was an absolute disaster. Far worse than we could have ever imagined. I remember when the trade for Westbrook went through, Chris and I went on this very radio show and said, he doesn't fit. It's not going to work. And we weren't the only ones. Most NBA people, writers, analysts, former players said, it's not going to work. Russ is not a fit with LeBron James. He's not the shooter that LeBron usually needs around him to operate. And they did it anyway. And then we went and watched the Lakers not win back-to-back games for 4 months. From January until the last two games of the year in April were the only times they won back-to-back games, which, VJ, is unbelievable in this NBA with all the bad teams. That the Lakers, even without Anthony Davis, that LeBron James and Westbrook couldn't win back-to-back games in the NBA for 4 months?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. But anyway, so they can meet Darvin Ham, who I know from his days in Detroit, happy he got the job, but I just don't know how he's going to make this fit and work, and everybody's putting their eggs to run this back and think that something's going to change from a year ago. I think is, sure, they might be a little bit better, right? Anthony Davis can't be hurt the whole year, but I still don't think it's a fit, and I think the Lakers are crazy. As LeBron enters, VJ, his 20th year, his biological championship clock continues to tick. They can't give up year number 20 in hopes.
I tell you this, man. This is exactly why I said they should have traded him when they had the opportunity to. You got the bubble, and whatever people think about the bubble, okay, you got the chip. At that point, agent superstar, $40 million a year. Like, you got to have this meeting. Like you said, this is – I'm so sick of hearing this, man. I'm so sick of this. Oh, LeBron, now all of a sudden it's going to run through AD. Didn't they say that before already? Wasn't LeBron going to come off the ball? LeBron's going to come off the – stop it. Like, stop it. This is so a LeBron team action that you have to sit down with the GM and the head coach and come up with this four-prong attack. For this season, like, that's going to help your age. Like, that's going to help LeBron going for points and then parking himself down on the block 95% of the time, letting guys lay up by him, letting guys dunk by him, and then turning around, of course, and looking to the team. He's like, hey, where are you guys at? He plays almost no defense. So you're telling me all of a sudden now AD's going to be healthy, Russ is going to fit in, and LeBron's going to play defense, and he's going to be younger. Stop. Just stop. And last year, I said they would be lucky if they won 46 games. How many games did they win? Yeah, I came in with the under on that. I'm going to be lucky they win 46 games. You can't get younger. You don't get younger. He's an older guy, and yes, he still looks great, and it looks fine when he's running down the court, and he's getting easy layups and easy dunks. But over the strength of an 82-game season, you know AD's only a twisted ankle or a hamstring or a groin or a quad, something. Just something's going to happen to this. And the fact that they let this get out, let you know that they're trying to make people believe that they're better than they really are. Last year, they did the whole old guy thing, one-year contracts. This year, they reversed it. Now we're going to go young guys. We're going to get some young infused talent. These guys, this team still isn't good enough to get out of the first round, in my opinion, in the West. I don't care what seed they are. They're getting out of the first round. So it's just a bunch of fluff to me, and it's just so honestly typical LeBron team that we got to have this meeting. And if Darvin Ham's the coach, let me ask you this, Rob. If you're the coach, why in the hell do you have to even state that if people don't do their job, right, and there isn't a cohesiveness and there isn't a passionate effort, I'm going to sit you down on the – I would love to see him try to sit LeBron down for not playing defense. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that to happen.
Well, we know we're not going to see that.
Exactly.
We know we're not.
Exactly.
I just, you know, like, you could meet all you want until you're blue in the face. I remember the Instagram post, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, of the Westbrook, Anthony Davis, LeBron James powwow in somebody's backyard. Yep. Do you remember? Is that in LeBron's house?
I believe it. I believe it was. Yeah, I believe it was. It was either at LeBron's house.
You remember that?
Or they went out to D.C. to see him. Rob G, was that out to D.C. they went to see him?
No, that was at LeBron's backyard.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Yeah. You remember that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. We talked it out. We figured it out. Yeah. This is going to work. And remember, LeBron was the one. Keep that same energy. Yep. You remember?
Yeah.
Because Rob G and VJ, everybody pushed back. They were like, this team is too old. Who's going to play defense? I even said I got the Lakers pregame meal, which was sodium-free bacon, decaf coffee, and a chest x-ray. I mean, but they somehow thought like we were crazy. You remember, LeBron? Yeah. I'll never forget that.
Keep that
Y'all
same
keep
energy.
That same energy. Remember that. When we're going to the NBA Finals.
About my team.
Right.
Keep that same energy about my team. We're too old. We're too this. Guys can't play together. No, bruh. That is what it was. And everybody's just looking at it. It's not hating. We're just looking at the team and going, homie, that's an old team. Like, you guys are old now. And you can't play. You're not going to defend. They were like, what, 1-2 in defense the year before? Where were they last year? That defense. But it starts with the leader, though, Robin. Nobody wants to say because you'll be accused of being a LeBron hater. But if you're the leader of that team and you're still calling yourself the best in the world and people are still saying you're a top five player, you can't just go score, and then go park down on the block. Like, well, that's right. You can't.
And you remember, he was leading the league in scoring for most of the year and was averaging 30 points.
Yeah.
But it didn't impact winning anymore.
At all.
And that was the part that was mind-boggling, that LeBron could be scoring that many points. But you say, if you don't play defense, and Westbrook, you could finagle the numbers and say, well, his numbers weren't that bad. If you watch like we did every night, it was bad play by Westbrook.
Yeah.
It just was.
Yeah.
I never saw more missed bunnies and balls hitting off the side of the backboard in my life.
He was shooting jumpers that were hitting. And I like Russ, man. So last year, honestly, it really hurt me to watch. And I never defended him. I'm like, listen, if you're not playing well, you're not playing well.
It ain't about liking him. Yeah. We're not talking about him as a person.
Exactly.
Or as a father or a husband or a friend. We're talking about his play on the
his
court.
Play on
that's
the court.
All we did, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't good.
Nah, he was some of the jumpers. There was one game, and I know Rob G, I know you remember this. He's dribbling, he's on a perimeter, and no one will move. So he just takes a jumper and it hit the side of you're in the NBA. You can't hit the side of the backboard, bro. Like, I don't care.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, yeah. You can't hit the side of the backboard. It was ugly last year, Rob. And to be honest with you, I don't think it gets better for them. The West is going to be stronger. The Clippers will be healthy. You know the Warriors are going to want to defend their title. Phoenix is still viable. We don't know what's going to go up with Dallas, but they still got Luka. And we know Luka's going to give you 49, 50 wins just having Luka. They won 50-plus games, almost 50 games last year. And they had guys out and guys hurt. So I just think it gets tougher. Murray comes back for Denver. I just don't see where the Lakers are going to be better just off the strength of, I think the West gets better, and I don't think that team is better.
Yeah, I just think it's, I think the Lakers at this point, not wanting to give up some draft picks or whatever you got to do, I just think this is a bad scene for the Lakers to do the same exact thing as they did a year ago and think it's going to be different. What is that? That's the definition of insanity, right? Where you just keep doing the same thing. And I think it's a mistake. I really do. And I know Westbrook at one point had scrubbed all his Lakers stuff off his social media. And I'm sure he wanted to go somewhere else. And people are saying after this year, this could be his last year in the NBA. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. I think that if I'm the Lakers, I do whatever I have to do to make the move and not have this same exact team. And having meetings and holding hands and singing Kumbaya, is it going to change the outcome?
No.
It's just not.
Do you go get Kyrie? Let me, if I could propose a question to you. Do you do the Kyrie deal?
The Nets aren't going to do that. Why would you take Westbrook?
Everybody keeps saying expiring contract.
No, Kyrie's contract is expiring.
Exactly. He comes off the books too. Exactly.
He comes off the books, so why that can't be the reason. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, if the Lakers want to give you two first round picks or something, and then you just want to get rid of Kyrie, that might be so. But to swap him, it's not that big of a difference. I think Kyrie's making 37. And Russ is making 47. So you still got that expiring contract on either side. So it would have to be something really sweet in order to me for the Nets to make that. Otherwise, they would have made that deal weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to give up Horton Tucker. Am I saying his name right? Horton. So they don't want to give that guy up. And then Kendrick Nunn was trying to throw in. They say they didn't want to give up Kendrick Nunn. And in my head, I'm just looking at it like, bro, neither one of those guys are close to Kyrie. How are you not want to give up one of those guys? Well, how is this? It almost feels like, Rob, and I'm going to be a cynic here. It almost feels like Jeannie's fighting against this and Rob's fighting against this is because it's what LeBron wants. And I think people are tired of doing what LeBron wants. And it feels like he's trying to strong arm the franchise like Durant is doing with the Nets. And they're probably putting their feet to the ground and saying, nope, you wanted Westbrook speaking to LeBron and AD. This is what you guys wanted. You guys work this out. We're not going to give up. We had the Buddy Hill deal on the table. We had the Buddy Hill deal done, and you guys said no. You guys wanted Westbrook,
even
so
though he fit what they were doing.
Absolutely, now. Oh, absolutely, a Buddy Hill, absolutely, he fit exactly what they're doing. So,
yep,
yeah, it feels like it's more of a nope. We're not doing it, man, and it's because if we do this now, we're losing two young players, and we're just doing what you want us to do. And we know when you're tired, you're gonna tuck tail and get out of here anyway. You're gonna go play with your son somewhere because you've talked about doing it. So it kind of feels like that.
All right, we want you to get involved, of course. Is this powwow between LeBron and the Lakers brass just much ado about nothing? 877-996-6369. We'll continue the conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. VJ Husky in for the vacation and Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple. On a Worship Wednesday here on Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Vijay Husky in for the vacation, and Chris Broussard.
I need baby oil.
And maybe cigarettes.
I thought this was Worship Wednesday. But the tracks are fire, but I'm not hearing the worship music.
It is Worship Wednesday for sure. AutoZone has your free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you both save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Our telephone number, 877-99-ON-FOX, 877-996-6369. And the powwow between LeBron James and the Laker brass, was that much to do about nothing, or can they salvage this? Are we going off the deep end, and maybe a healthy AD is going to change things, or maybe Russell play different this year, or maybe Darvin Ham has the magical elixir? We want to hear from you, 877-99-ON-FOX.
Well, we got some callers in already on this topic, Rob, so let's get right to him, man. Marty from Kentucky, live right now on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, VJ Vernon Husky in for Chris Broussard. Talk to us, buddy. Is this is much to do about nothing, or does this mean something?
It means LeBron is a great businessman, just like Jerry Jones. I've heard you could make a lot of money being a fluffer in Los Angeles, and I didn't know it was over $30 million
oh my.
A year.
Oh, my, Marty. This is the worst of Wednesday.
Yeah, sorry about that, Chris, if you're listening. But, I mean, come on. He does this. It's Jerry Jones. It is smart because he keeps interest in his brand, in his name. But they find a way to build some hype around the team before the season, even though there's really not a lot there to look at. You guys are hitting the point. They're an aging team, and their best superstar is injury-prone. And I will tell you, through the West, when they won the bubble championship in Mickey Mouse World, they did pretty much run the offense through AD when they went through the West. And then in the finals, it started going through LeBron again, of course. So that's not a bad idea. But the thing is, it's not in Orlando. It's not a Mickey Mouse championship. You're not going to get 7-8 weeks off before you play and then go play in one gym. It's not that situation. It's a situation where AD's going to have to play 82 games and stay healthy.
And, Marty, he hadn't been able to do that
ever.
And that bubble year, he had 4 months off, and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had the perfect situation for him. And I love AD. I'm a Kentucky guy, but he can't stay healthy 82 games and then run you through the playoffs. If he can, he hasn't done it.
No doubt. Marty, appreciate you. Thanks
appreciate
so
you,
much. 877-99 on Fox.
Got another one, man. Let's go to Tustin. Out here in California, let's go to Tustin. Dave, you're live right now in the Odd Couple. What you got, buddy, with this whole thing with the Lakers meeting LeBron? Changing something for you or nothing?
What's up, guys? So happy to be on. And honestly, guys, from this meeting, no way, no how does this change the Lakers' fortunes. It's going to be the exact same movie as last year, guys. It hurts me to say because I'm a Lakers fan, and I was depressed all last year, but I'm also real. And having Westbrook on the team, having this meeting, is not going to stop him from shooting bricks. You know, he's still the same guy. A meeting is not going to change him. He's been this way forever, and AD's going to be injured again. I hate to wish it on him, but I'm just being real. So, heck no, guys. I don't think so. The only thing that's keeping me happy now is these Dodgers. Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah. No, they're rolling. Man, they are as good as it gets right now.
31-5 in the last 41 games, I believe.
Crazy.
It is. Yeah.
It's something crazy. 877-99 on Fox. We squeeze one more?
Yes, sir. I got you right here, brother. Let's go down to NOLA. Let's go down to Nollins, man. New Orleans. Keith, you're live right now in the Odd Couple with VJ Vernahusky and Rob Parker. What you got for us, buddy? Does this mean something or much to do about nothing?
I want to thank you, VJ, for that great introduction. I've been calling this show forever, and Rob and Chris will never give me that kind of introduction. So
thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, Keith, you know, when you're trying to, like, get some extra points, you know, you might put it on thick. You know what I'm saying? Like, a little bit. I'm just saying.
Word, Rob? Rob? Hi, Rob. Go ahead, Keith.
At the end of the day, the meeting's not going to be about anything, but we have to be fair to LeBron. Before he got there, the Lakers were irrelevant. Let's be honest. And Rob Pelinka hadn't done anything. AD fell on his lap. LeBron fell on his lap because LeBron committed to playing for when Magic was in charge of the team. Jimmy Buss haven't done anything as the sole decision maker since their father died. So let's be honest. That team right now is a mom and pop. You know what I'm saying? So I understand why LeBron would have wanted Russell Westbrook because, again, Russell Westbrook had not missed the playoffs as a main guy. So you're looking at LeBron's getting older, AD's been unreliable, and you got this guy who's played every game. Can you get us to the playoffs? And, I mean, it backfired. But I understand the move. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but wait a minute. You said you understand the move, but most NBA people, not just me and Chris
– yeah.
Most NBA people said it doesn't fit.
Yep.
It doesn't fit. No,
it doesn't fit schematically, but I thought that because Russell Westbrook can get bad teams to the playoffs, he's been able to propel his game, you know, to make the Lakers a contender. It backfired. Hey, I mean, he's a role player. I mean, he's not.
But he can shoot though. But he can shoot. That's all. They needed somebody who can shoot from the perimeter.
I get that, but listen, LeBron, Pelinka, and Jeannie Buss need to swallow their pride, man, because they haven't done anything. Let's be honest, you know. And LeBron's moves typically work. This one's backfired, but let's give him some grace, man. That's all I gotta say.
All right. You know what, though, Rob? I'll give Keith this. he's right on Pelinka and he's right on GMB. He's only right on Pelinka because it was Pelinka's first front office job. So it's easy to say he ain't done nothing. Well, it was his first job. And he's right about Genie also, too. But LeBron goes after names, guys. Let's not act like that this isn't what he did. He's got to have superstars and have names around him and have big-time, you know, type players around him. So he went for this. They all were in on it. I can't let him off the hook for the Westbrook move. I will say, though, he is right saying that the Lakers were irrelevant until LeBron decided to come. I'll give him credit for that one.
And then they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, the first year, I know. Well, he hurt the groin on Christmas, and it just became a problem. Plus, he wanted to trade all the young guys. And then you remember the scene in Indiana where they were
He's been in L.A. 4 years, and 2 years they didn't even make the playoffs.
True, very true.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, we got you. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk with Eddie House. We'll get his take on some NBA stuff with him, but he joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, VJ Husky, in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And our man, Eddie House, an NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. And Eddie, what's happening? How are you?
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Man, all good. Let's start here. LeBron and the Lakers brass had a powwow. A sit down and went over what they're going to do, and we're going to run the offense through AD, and maybe we'll run it back. Is that all the Lakers need to do in order to turn this sad puppy around that didn't even make the play-in last year?
No, I don't. I mean, we've seen it. I mean, they didn't have that many games together, to be honest with you, where all three of them played. And when they did, they were fairly competitive, but not to the standard of what the Lakers – are normally looking to have be done. But I think that powwow really was about how can they incorporate Russell Westbrook, number one, or how do they get rid of him? I think that's the only thing that was talked about. How can we do something moving forward with him, or how do we get rid of him? Let's not forget, you know, LeBron is trying to win. He's on the back end of his career, even though his numbers he put up last year, average 30, wouldn't speak to that. But he's on the back end of his career. He's trying to win. He's trying to get another championship. He's trying to be banner 18 to the Lakers. And when it gets like this, this cutthroat committee out there, man, it sounded good. It looked good on paper, but it just didn't work. And you know the business of basketball. LeBron is a very shrewd businessman, not only on the court but also off the court. So I'm quite sure that that's what that conversation went like.
My man, Eddie House, love talking to you again. VJ Vernon Husky here. I always love talking to the man that always had the freshest waves in the history of the NBA, you and Rod Strickland. Nobody had better waves than you and Rod Strickland, man. Let's go to the future of the Lakers. I think we all know what last year was, and I think we all know what this year is going to be. But where's this really leading, in your opinion, man? I mean, you don't have a lot of guys, you know, under LeBron and Russ comes off the books. AD has a big contract, but there's no got body on this roster that you can really look at and say, we're going to build the future around this guy after LeBron is gone, because AD's always hurt. Are we in for a ride with the Lakers over the next maybe 4, 5, 6 years where this thing just really spirals out of control? LeBron tucks tail and bounces and says, oh, well, I got you guys a ring, and just leaves Pelinka and Genie standing there holding the bag of garbage that's left.
It's very plausible for that. You look at it happened before with the Lakers, you know, right after the Kobe era. There was a 5-6 year period there where the Lakers were bad, and they were dealing with a lot of young players, drafted young players that didn't pan out in their eyes or felt like they needed to move off of. And so I can see that happening because they don't have any youngsters within that organization to where you could say, well, if this doesn't work out, we can at least lean on this guy. And I think that's where the issue lies with the Lakers is they're, you know, how LeBron said top heavy when a while ago. Mm-hmm. They're very old. They're very old heavy, right? You know, they have older guys and not anybody that's really young that you could feel like he could be the face of the franchise one of these days. And usually the Lakers always have a player And these franchises that are great franchises, they always have a player in that transition phase of one great player, and you can see the young, the next talent, the next generation coming through to be great for that organization. And right now, I don't see that for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Eddie House is our guest here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Of course, an NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. I don't know, Eddie. I know people are looking at the Nets and Kevin Durant ultimatum. My take is basically that this happens in the NBA. It doesn't always get out publicly. We could go back to Magic wanting Westhead out as head coach after he won a championship and in his 3 years. Where are you on this? Because it's a players' league, and I can't see how a team is going to stand by a general manager and a coach who hasn't won anything over one of the best players in the game.
Well, I think it's like this, right? I'm all for player empowerment and for players having the freedom to go where they want to do and basically control their own destiny. But the one thing I don't like about it is while you are controlling your own destiny, calling for somebody else's job or their head. And at that point, it's like, okay, to me, looking at it, is this the precedent behind if the players that's coming behind you? And trust me, I don't believe that the owners are going to ride for this. They're looking at how they're being held hostage. Right now, the Brooklyn Nets are being held hostage by Kevin Durant. They tried to trade him, not being able to trade him, not being able to get the deal that they thought they were going to get. And so now he comes out and say, hey, well, you got to fire everybody to keep me. I think that puts the owner in a bad situation. It puts the rest of the team, the teammates that he's playing, that he's under contract with right now, in a bad situation. I just don't like the way that they're going about their business. It's ways to do things and it's ways not to. And sometimes you moving in silence is a little better than being front page. And I think Kevin Durant is too good of a player at this point to be asking for a coach that you asked to be there get fired, and also having asking for a general manager to get fired, basically flipping the whole upper management around, or I'm a lead, you know. So I don't like that scenario, and I don't like the way that he's going about it. But again, he wants to get out of there, and he's trying to force their hand. I guess he's saying he don't believe that they're trying to shop him, right? But I just think that they don't have a market that Brooklyn is looking for. They have a market for it, but they don't have the deal that Brooklyn is looking for, because I think Brooklyn is comparing that deal that they're going to get for Kevin Durant. They're trying to say, well, look what the Jazz got for Rudy Gobert.
Right, exactly.
And two business deals aren't the same. You know, I don't care how we look at it. That's what it was worth for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, that might not be worth it for anybody else looking for Kevin Durant. So you can't compare two business deals together, because every business deal is different.
No doubt. His name is Eddie House. He is a NBA champ, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, and our friend here on the Odd Couple. Eddie, man, we appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Eddie.
Tomorrow, Eddie, the Field of Dreams game is tomorrow, and you know how much I know how much you love baseball. I was just fearful that the Reds Cubs won't live up to what we saw last year with the White Sox and the Yankees.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's no stars out there. Where they at? The Field of Dreams game should be full of stars. You know, that should be a big-time game to where they make sure that they got teams out there that have box office guys, you know, on the mound and also in the batter's box. And the Chicago, they're almost like the A's, where they sold off everything and they got rid of everybody that was anybody. And the Reds never really have been competitive for a long time. So it would be good to just see the field, to see it lit up like the way it is and have that little nostalgia. But I don't expect the game to be anything to where you're like, man, it doesn't make – those two teams don't make me want to really tune in.
Not like we saw last year, no doubt. Stars everywhere. No. All right, Eddie, appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Eddie.
It's our most controversial segment of the week. Shop Talk is next. It's the Odd Couple. with VJ Husky in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there. Stick and stay.
For a little off-sports conversation in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You have to say the name. You don't have to say who it is. But are there people where even if they offered you a ton of money, you would just flat out refuse to work with again?
VJ?
Why the heck you go to me first? Yeah, man. There are a few people that you couldn't pay me enough to go back and work with because it's just too stressful, and I probably might have to flex on a few of them, to be honest with you. If I go back and work with them again, we might have to cut the cameras off and cut the lights off for about 40 seconds, yeah, and handle some things. But yeah, there's a list I have of people I just don't want to work with again. Absolutely.
I had a couple of sports editors, one in Detroit, one in New York, that just didn't get me, that just didn't understand where I came from, and I had to battle with these guys all the time. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They didn't get it. They really didn't. And I think, you know, I could have done even more if these guys were on board and understood what they had when I was there and working for them. They just didn't get it. And you just have to fight through those things. It didn't stop me, but it could have enhanced me if I was working with the right people.
I agree, definitely.
Rob G, don't say me, or you could say Chris because he's not here today.
Yeah, it's definitely Chris.
Rob Parker.
Rob, I think I've actually, because of being a producer, I think I may have worked with more radio talents than even you have in your 30-plus years just because so many different shows.
Definitely.
And, yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of people where I'm just like, I have no interest, even if they were to offer me double the salary and ever working with them again.
Are you saying guys who work on the weekends?
No, nobody that works
on
the weekends.
What are you doing, man?
Wow.
No.
Alex, you got a couple people?
You know what's funny, Rob? I accept every challenge. I will work with anybody at least once. And again, if need be. It's just more so like sponsorships. If I don't agree, say it's like a political thing or something like that, I'll probably stay away from the money for that. But as for a person to work with, bro, let's go. I'll take you out on the ring.
Some people make like work like a little harder or not as much fun. And I know it's work and you just got to be professional. I understand what you're saying, Alex, but you got to admit, there's some people, if you had your choice, you'd rather not. Could you say that?
Okay, if that's the case, then absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've been at multiple jobs now, especially hardworking jobs like America's Tires or In-N-Out, and there's people who slow down the process, so sure. But if it's like, say, hosting a show, I will wordsmith battle anybody in the world. I would have a great time doing it.
Is Monty listening? Do we have time for her to chime in?
I'm here. Yes.
Monty?
No, easily. There's definitely probably 4 or 5 people that I would not work with again, ever.
Yeah.
No.
Why you calling me out, Monty?
You just got here, Monty.
It's not even here, but yeah, I understand what you're saying, Alex, that like you're just going to power through, you're going to suck it up. I get that. I've done that already. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just feel like on the radio, you can really shine and like maybe call somebody out on their BS on the radio to make them not want to work with you. I don't know. To me, I see it as like a challenge. That's why I'd be up for it.
The challenge
I'm not going to quit. I'm going to make you quit. That's going to
right.
challenge.
Exactly.
Well, the challenge part I get too. One thing about unwritten rule of media is never like call out somebody because you might have to work with them again in the future.
Correct.
And I just think
too
that's
too late.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think it would make it for a better show if you do link back up with someone that you had a little ruckus with back in the past, to be honest.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right. The final hour of the Odd Couple on this Worship Wednesday. Come and stick and stay.
Unless you're Rob Parker.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.